Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
Diving right back into it here on 96.5 The Fan. As reminded before the break, you are listening to Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey here on 96.5 The Fan. We'll do Start Bench Cut for another 6 or 7 minutes. That's it. That's all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
What's that?
I should take this up to 41.
Yep. Get joined by Josh Klingler a little bit later. Got to see him last night. That was great. We'll start it off from the text line. We'll continue to top into the text line. Start, bench, cut. Waffles, pancakes, French toast. Because if it wasn't for breakfast.
That's right.
If it wasn't for breakfast.
Damn it. I did it to myself.
You got to play it now, Mac, because I don't have an answer.
Really?
I'm starting all three.
Okay.
I like all. It's all
You're
basic.
You're a breakfast lord, though.
I don't eat breakfast normally. Now, yeah. On the weekends, I like to have a little breakfast because it's the weekends. I got time to do that. You know, I don't want to say intermittent fast or anything like that, but, you know, I usually don't eat lunch until about 1 o'clock. The food repeats on me. I'm getting old, all that kind of stuff. I don't like to have a full belly to talk for 4 hours.
Mm.
Boy, man, like, I love a good French toast. I love a good waffle, and I love good pancakes. So I'm starting all three. I'm not cutting any of them. And at the end of the day, aren't waffles and pancakes just kind of the same thing but a different shape?
French toast had never crossed my mind. There'd be no strips of bacon on the side. No eggs of any kind. If it wasn't for breakfast. If it wasn't for breakfast.
It's very easy for me. I like all three, but I go pancakes, waffle, French toast.
Same here. See, the pancakes to me, I mean, you got banana pancakes, you got peanut butter pancakes. My wife has got some pumpkin pancake. Like, I can't. I'm sorry. Like, all three, just bring it.
You can't play the game.
Nope.
I can't. I don't know what I would cut. I mean, if I had to cut one, it probably would be the waffle.
Okay. There's blueberry waffle. There's
I know. There's chocolate waffle. There's like peanut butter waffle. There's banana nut waffles. Like,
keep going, Dusty.
There's the pecan waffle at Waffle House. Anthony Bourdain says you must eat before you pass. Star pitch cut quarterbacks that could get in the way. Justin Herbert, Bo Nix, Daniel Jones.
I'm starting Bo Nix. I'll bench Justin Herbert, and I'm cutting Daniel Jones. Even though Daniel Jones, I believe, is the only guy on that list with a playoff win. I just can't, Daniel Jones,
he is.
Man.
He
I just
is.
Can't. Yeah, he is. I can't. So I'll start Nix. He's figuring it out all of a sudden, but I still don't know about Denver. I have zero trust in Justin Herbert and the Chargers, and I ain't falling into the Daniel Jones trap again.
I'll go Herbert, Jones, then Bo Nix.
Yahtzee. Last three wins, start, bench, cut them. Washington, Vegas, Detroit.
Starting Detroit, that was just the most impressive win maybe by any NFL team this year. I am benching the Las Vegas win because it's against the Raiders, and then I'm going to cut Washington. I was on with the guys from D.C., and they're like, where the hell's the captain's hat today, right? Like, oh, yeah. B. Mitch is giving me static about the captain's hat. I'm like, big games. They're like, oh, so our game isn't big enough? I'm like, I hate to say it, but it's like NFC East. It's just not a normal game, so it wasn't worthy of the captain's hat.
I'll go Las Vegas because I was there, and it was electric, and Rashee Rice killed it. The offense finally exploded, or at least it felt like finally, even though Detroit was like that, too. I'm going to cut Detroit, though, just because last night was so much fun. I'm going to bench it.
Okay.
Start, bench, cut these Mahomes. 2018, Patrick Mahomes. 2022, Patrick Mahomes. 2025, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, this is going to sound bad, but I'm going in that order. And the reason is, in 2018, he had to be Superman because he had no defense, and we saw a man go out there and just go scorched earth. 2022, that was a fun year. It was right after Tyreek Hill got traded. Everybody doubted him. He won the MVP. And this year, it's an embarrassment of riches when it comes to weapons right now for Patrick Mahomes, and the defense is outstanding. Best team he's ever been on. But I kind of like the progressions along the way right now. Each year there's been adversity that they've had to overcome, and it's been fun to watch. But I'll start 2018, I'll bench 22, and I'll cut 25.
I will go in the exact opposite order because I believe Mahomes has just gotten so much smarter and so much more balanced intellectually. Like, physical talents are all still there because he's still in his prime, but he's now matched that with the IQ of the game raising each year. I just think his decision-making is top-notch, and you add that with he's the best physical talent to ever play the position. Yeah, I'll go those three, but it's tough, man.
And in 2018, though, man, he showed what kind of player he can be. All right, you scored 51. All right, I guess I'll go put up 52. And they had to do that every week for 17 weeks. I remember sitting here talking about it, like, they're scoring 40 because, not that they could want to, because they have to.
Yep. I also think, though, like, if you really want to have that discussion, Mahomes didn't know how to take a 7-minute drive. That's
yeah,
also that, part
yeah,
of the
that's
reason.
A good point. Yeah,
yeah, 2022 yeah. Mahomes, he can do that.
Yeah.
Moving on, start, bench, cut, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Get in the know with Jay's Southland Tow. We go to jerseys. We've seen them a lot this year. I saw a tweet last night that said, here's the deal. Just have everybody play a full year in their retro jerseys that have them. The Bucks creamsicle, the Kelly green, or the 90 Seahawks.
Damn.
That order.
Okay.
Yeah, that order. I'll start the Bucks creamsicle and the Kelly Green I love. My wife didn't like this. She said, I don't really like that. I'm like, okay, we're divorcing. So that is benching, and I will cut the 90s Seahawks. Not just because, it's the one that kind of just doesn't do it for me, you know?
Yeah, I think you're right. The creamsicle, though, has to be the starter. Yeah. That is the far and away. Yep. That's the order.
But I remember as a kid hating the creamsicle.
Really?
Yeah, it was time for it to go, and they got the new uniforms, and then immediately we wanted the creamsicle
so
back.
So funny how that works.
Yeah, because we love nostalgia. But also, those Tampa Bay teams, when they wore the creamsicle, may have been the worst organization in the history of the league. They were bad. They were a bad football team then.
They just, yeah, it was more so they hated the team than they hated the jerseys. Wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't bring up National Blank Day. Today is National First Responders Day. Shout out to you wonderful people
Absolutely.
Doing the Lord's work. It's also National Internal Medicine Day, but more importantly, it's National Chocolate Day. Coincidence
Okay.
in the same week of Halloween. So when you were a kid and trick-or-treating, were you more excited to get chocolate, hard candy, or gummies?
Describe hard candy.
So
you like mints and Werther's and that kind of stuff?
No, I would say like Skittles. I know that's a chewy candy okay. after a while, but like Jolly Rancher, Skittle, I'll throw like Warheads, like stuff like that.
Stuff like that, like non-chocolate type candy. I'll
or
start
like the gummies, like gummy worms, gummy bears, all that sort of
right.
stuff.
Right. I'll start the chocolate, I'll bench the gummy worms, gummy bears, and then I'll cut the hard candy. I've never been like a bottle cap, Skittle, real huge fan.
Ooh, I loved the bottle caps back in the day. The
they
Coke flavored ones?
Chalky.
Yeah, very chalky.
Very chalky, right? Yeah, the Coke flavored ones were pretty good too. Did you guys have the, like, the plastic Coke bottles that you would bite open and have a little gel? Yeah.
Better believe it.
Back, did you? No.
Did not have that.
Do you have candy cigarettes when you were a kid, or did you just go right for the real ones?
I didn't even have candy cigarettes.
You didn't have candy cigarettes? Really?
No. By that point, they were doing, like, the sweet tart things, and there was some trick with it where you could, like, blow out the powder and it would look like smoke or something like that.
What about pixie sticks?
Maybe it was pixie sticks.
Where you just poured sugar down your gullet?
I snorted one on bus number 9.
Everybody did that. Yeah. Snorted a pixie stick, then took a hit of white out.
That was foreshadowing.
I will start the gummies, bench the hard candy, and cut the chocolate.
Really?
It's never been my thing. Never been a chocolate guy.
You know that Hershey is not a chocolate bar. It's just chocolate.
Gotcha.
Candy.
How about festivities for this week, since it is Halloween on Friday? What do you find more joy of? Carving pumpkins, trick-or-treating, or the in-office Halloween party?
Well, I'm going to go with the in-office Halloween party, since I'm bringing sushi and you're bringing a shrimp cocktail. So
we're going random.
Yeah, we are. We're going so random with this. Well, we tried to get Maloney to cater, and he refuses to take our calls, so you're getting sushi.
At least we're not bringing chips.
Yeah.
Step your game up.
Dusty and I are going to walk in with raw fish.
Yeah, dude, I can't wait.
So starting that, I'll bench trick-or-treating, and then I'll cut carving the pumpkins.
Man, I do love me carving some pumpkins, though.
Yeah, I'm going to start that. I'm going to bench in-office Halloween party, and I'll cut trick-or-treating. Broke my arm doing it, so.
Trick-or-treating you did?
Yeah, PTSD.
Really? Oh. Okay, that's fair. I thought maybe somebody gave you a toothbrush and you're like, screw this, I'm out. Yeah.
Well, I saw last night on the Manning cast, Eli said his son's going as Jackson Dart for Halloween.
Cool.
And then Peyton goes, really? Your kid's going to go as that quarterback for the Giants, not another one? And I think it'd be a good Halloween costume in the streets of Jersey to have somebody dress up as Cam Scataboo, be in a wheelchair, and have like a fake cast, and have Jackson Dart push him down the street to go trick-or-treating.
Oh, I thought you were going to go have Big Dom pushing him down the street.
No.
That'd be funny, too.
Last start bitch cut here on Jay Southland Toe. Get in the know with Jay Southland Toe. What do you want to see more in the next 3 weeks? Beat Buffalo, beat Denver, beat Indy.
I'm starting beat Denver. I am benching beat Buffalo, and I am cutting beat Indy, because the Denver team needs to be humbled. They need to understand they're not that good. They need to understand that they're not a championship pedigree. They're beating bad teams and taking advantage of it. I'm not taking anything away from them, but it's time for them to get a dose of reality.
Yeah. It's time for us to be the party poopers. Honestly, you swayed me there. I'll start Denver for that reason, because I'm getting sick and tired of hearing their hoo-haws over there. They're high on their horse over there.
Have you heard this much talking from Sean Payton in his entire career in New Orleans?
He loves this team. He thinks they're so good, and Bo Nix hung the moon. Let me tell you what. They're going to play Steve Spagnuolo in a couple weeks, and they're going to let reality set in. Buffalo second, then Indianapolis. Listen, I'm really excited for that game. I'll be there. Noon game, just a few weeks away. But yeah, those two ahead of it. Four-week stretch, three-week stretch coming out for the Chiefs.
No doubt. Couldn't have a better bye week in the world of the sport. Last one, we go to the text line, 913-586-7965. It's a Halloween song-themed Thriller, Monster Mash, Superstition.
Ooh.
I don't like Stevie Wonder, so I'll cut Superstition. I'll start Thriller, and then I'll bench the other one.
Monster Mash.
Yeah.
You ever seen the Monster Mash video when the guy does it? Yeah. We're doing the mash. It's Adam Gase.
I mean, how come we don't have any like Halloween songs have not evolved from Monster Mash? I mean, it really hasn't. Christmas songs, you get all the new ones.
Every year.
Great Christmas songs
still
all
the
time.
Same 10.
We do. But like Monster Mash got made and everybody's like, I'm out.
That's it. We're good.
We don't need to do any more. It's 1955. Yeah, but we're good. Okay.
Yeah, I'll start that.
You're about to see some serious never mind. Don't forget, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games all season long, kicking off with a juicy Week 9 matchup between the Chiefs and the Bills. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Klingler will join us on the other side. Plus, we'll get into a rack stat. That's right. Rack 'em. I don't know if you've ever seen that video, but it makes sense. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trey Smith, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
I want to get to something really quick. I've seen a couple of texts come in on the text line, 913-586-7965. A popular question that keeps getting asked, and I, I'm wrong a lot. I admit that. A lot of people asking if this Colts game will get flexed when the Chiefs play the Colts. My guess is no. And the reason why I say that is because the very next week, the Chiefs play on Thursday in Dallas on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I don't think they would move the Chiefs to Sunday night. And then,
no,
shortly,
I don't think you do that.
I'm wrong before, and right. The NFL is the NFL, and the Shield is the Shield. They could very easily do it, but I do believe.
And there is a good Sunday night game that night, though, I think, too. Because we looked at it last week, and like, there's not really many games that are flexible, if you will, into that Sunday night window. And I think they actually have a good Sunday night game.
It's Bucks-Rams.
That's a good Sunday night football game. You get the L.A. market. You get, you know, Tampa, and they're a hot team, obviously, right now. Is it better than Chiefs-Colts? I don't know. Probably not at this point in time. But again, the Chiefs are playing that game on Thanksgiving, and that is a short travel time. And I'd like to think for all of the crap that we've done for the league over the last couple of years, you leave that game against the Colts at noon before you make them turn around and play that Thursday night game. Somebody was complaining about something in the NFL the other day, and I'm like, try playing three games in 11 days.
What?
Yeah, you know, try playing three games in 11 days. Somebody was complaining about, oh, the I don't know what team it was, but they had a quick turnaround and all the league is. I'm like, oh my God, we played three games in 11 days right in the middle of the holidays last year.
Yeah, your 3 o'clock slate that week, which is week 12. Browns Raiders, that's 3:05.
In Las Vegas, so you're not moving that game up early.
Philadelphia Dallas is your 3:25. That's probably Romo Nance. Yep. Like that's probably gonna. They're not touching that on.
They're five. Not touching that.
Or no, that'll be Brady probably in that game.
Yep.
Falcons Saints at 3:25. That's a dud. But again, you're not gonna put the Chiefs and the Colts matched up with Philly and Dallas. Whether you like Philly and Dallas or not, the nation does.
Right.
So,
exactly.
And then you have Bucks Rams at 7:20, and then it's just hold on to your horses because you'll get the Colts, you'll get the Cowboys and the Chiefs that Thursday for Thanksgiving,
right?
Which I believe is at 3:30.
Yeah,
so,
it's the second game of the day, I would be shocked if they flex that Indianapolis Colts game. I've seen stranger things happen. Maybe Kling has some insight on that. We'll talk to him coming up in a couple of minutes, you know, about what went on the sidelines last night and everything that took place down there. But, you know, sometimes he hears, you know, around and what people are thinking and considering. But I think this is one that I feel like the Chiefs may put up a fight if they try to flex this one out of that spot and give them that Sunday night game and then make them travel to Dallas while Dallas played earlier in the day at home and doesn't have to travel anywhere.
Yeah, I can't imagine they're going to flex that game just because of like what we just had mentioned in a long roundabout way. Thanksgiving is the next day.
Right.
That's a prime time shot. I mean, I get it. You want to give everybody an opportunity, but again, at that point in the season, like noon that day, I mean, that's going to be, I mean, that's like Alabama LSU playing at noon on a big game Saturday, but unfortunately so does Ohio State and Michigan later on that day. You may not like the Big Ten. You may not like that matchup, but it's still there and it'll still draw. And like the only reason they're going to move anything is if there wasn't any sort of matchup later. Tampa and the Rams will sell, right? That's going to be a big one on Sunday night. And then you look at Dallas, Philly, that'll sell. Yep. I mean, that's where your attention will be on Sunday that week anyway.
So you got a good noon game, you got a good 3:25 game, and you got a good night game.
Plus you could also, I guess we could go look at like what that slate is at noon during the, we're looking way too far ahead.
It's not a good slate. It's just not.
So that Thursday night is Buffalo and Houston. Chiefs, Colts play at noon. Vikings, Packers, that's a good game, I think. Patriots, Bengals, no. Steelers, Bears, no. Jets, Ravens, absolutely not. Giants, Lions, I feel bad for that, for Jackson Dart in that game. Uh-huh. Seattle, Tennessee, that's your noon slate. So you got at least something there.
Something there to give people a reason to go to the TV. Yeah. And so I just think that game will remain kind of where it is on the schedule. I want to talk about Rashee Rice and the rack that we have going, the Rice after catch.
Rack City.
I mean, I'm watching, you know, let's not go that way, because it was a bad era here in Kansas City. It was terrible. It was a Halloween that year, about 15 years ago, when they were cheering for Romeo Crennel to be the coach. But it's almost embarrassing for me right now to watch Rashee Rice with the ball in his hands. And I know Mac gets all caught up on this one and loves it as well, I think as much of us, but just get him the ball anywhere on the field, and this guy's going to go forward and gain positive yards. And he's essentially another running back. There were a couple of plays last night where they just kind of threw that lateral right out to the side and got it to Rice and ran with it. And you do that a lot of times if you have a speed wide receiver, like with Worthy and whatnot. But there's just something about Rice where you're like, man, as soon as he gets the ball in his hands, he becomes this explosive runner. And so Rice, to me, is kind of a hybrid player. He's a wide receiver by name, but he is definitely an extension of that running game. When you're firing laterals to him right at the line of scrimmage and he's blazing up the field, like, that's a weapon that I don't think anybody saw coming in this offense.
They also lined him up as a quarterback last
night.
They made some jokes about that in the post game because Mahomes, of course, is like, well, I've seen him throw the ball, so I think he's just fine being a wide receiver. But that's what's
But then we saw him try to throw the ball to the referee and hit the other guy and got penalized for it.
Yeah, and then ESPN really showed their true colors, as we'll do Richard of the Week on Friday for a little tease to that. But no, it's great, because when four's on the field, everyone's attention goes to four. And then you get lost in where's one, where's nine, where's five, where's 10, what's Mahomes looking
at? Where's 15 at this point?
And I've yet to mention 87. Mm-hmm. And last night was evidently obvious night where if you want to focus on Rashee Rice, that's fine. We're still going to target him 9 times for 9 catches, 999. But we're still going to be able to find 87, and he's going to hurt you for what? 99.
That's right.
So it's just, it's fun to watch. It's crazy that you finally have that trusted wide receiver one in Rashee Rice. I think that's why last year, there's no secret, the offense was not good last year. It was every game was 17-16. It was 20-21. You didn't have four. This year, you had mentioned it, he's been back for 2 weeks. You've gotten 31 and 28. You have now scored five straight games with at least 28 points on the board. And it's only going to continue as long as the production from number four is there, because fortunately enough, you don't have two wide receivers. Mm-hmm. You have four, and that's you have a tight end. So you have all these guys. And whereas some teams are like, well, what if they take St. Brown of the game? Well, they're going to throw to Jamison Williams. I don't trust that in Detroit, right? But they'll go to Jahmyr Gibbs. But what if they stop the run and they stop St. Brown? Well, we got to figure something out. What if they stop Xavier Worthy from the outside? And what if they stop Rashee Rice? Well, we'll go to 87, 9, and 5. It's a good problem to have. Mm-hmm. Another good problem to have is John Klinger.
He's traded sleep for tennis elbow and Bob for high school kids.
That's John Klinger.
But he's still the best in the business down there on the sidelines.
Let's go to the sideline. There's Josh Klinger.
It's Watson. Yeah, twice tonight. Justin Watson gets the big play. Jalen Watson gets the big play.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network sideline reporter Josh Klinger with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Watson, yes!
Well, 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 well. If it isn't my middle finger slinging friend, Mr. Josh Klingler, who joins the show today. God, how's it feel to get out of there about, 1 o'clock, sleep till 9? It's got to be nice, right?
Yeah. Fesco, Dusty offered to switch roles with me tomorrow, or today, last night, and I I said, what do you mean? And Alex Gold was there. He said, yeah, he's like, Dusty's not even, he's not going in tomorrow because he's covering the game tonight. I go, you got to be kidding me. And Alex was like, oh, I'm just kidding. You better get your ass in there.
In 15 years, I don't know that I've really ever seen Josh mad. Okay.
Yeah.
I can sense in his voice. You said that he actually bought that. He was going to punch you in the face. You son of a B. I was flying in Atlanta at 3:30 in the morning from Germany. And I was in there.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I will drag you in there if I have to.
He's like, well, Dusty still hasn't changed. So that's good. Kling, how much fun are you having watching this offense on the sidelines? And then I have a follow-up question, Brad.
I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, if the quarterback has time, I mean, that's the key thing, right? Keep the quarterback clean for the most part, because he can obviously do stuff with his legs and move around. But keep Mahomes, you know, upright where he can just pick and choose and move the ball around. What are you gonna try to stop? It's just such a hard offense to read. There's some nights where guys won't be involved. I think, you know, Brown was largely not involved last night, but he's going to have his game. You know, Travis Kelce ends up being very involved. And then you're playing with depth too. You got five receivers, legitimately the two tight ends are both targets. You're trying to still find out what the roles of the three running backs are, but you're gonna make sure they all get the football right now. Good luck, pinpointing exactly what they're going to stop. And you have a head coach, offensive coordinator combo that are going to refuse to stand pat and run the same stuff every week to be predictable. So good luck trying to figure things out. I still think the best way to try to defend the Chiefs is to get heat on Patrick Mahomes, but that may be easier said than done.
The running game was spectacular. Oh, I'm sorry. You had a follow-up, Brad.
No, I was going to say, and then how much fun are you having watching this defense?
Yeah, because they're still like for a few weeks there, you thought this was going to be the story. And Dana and I were talking about this during pregame yesterday. And he's like, you know, this could still be, you know, the team that we talk about at the end where the defense is the story. I said, whoa, hold on. Like, I'm changing my answer on this because the offense just has too much firepower to not be the stars of the show. But if the defense is willing to go out there and just like, okay, we're going to shut it down until you guys figure your stuff out. Okay. Then you kick it into gear and go, and we'll be right there. Because again, it's they kind of adjust, right? They give up a few things early. They figure out what you're going to do. And then just the way they put the clamp on people is just a lot of fun to watch.
You know, defensively though, I mean, we've got to just understand, Josh, okay, the first 15 are scripted. Steve Spagnuolo is going to let you just kind of clean out your jets on the first 15 plays, use them all on that first drive. And then they're going to start playing defense. It's uncanny how many games we see, almost every one so far this year, where that defense starts slow and all the fans on X and social media lose their minds that this defense stinks. And then they end up giving 7 points up, 0 points, 17. You know, like, this is what they do. This is the first drive of every game for them.
Yeah, it's great as a concept too, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay, if you're scripted early, well, let's see what you think you're going to be able to do against us. All right, you guys can have this a little bit. Okay. Are you going to try to go back to that again? Because now we're going to have an answer for it. And, you know, I thought last night, as you looked at Washington, I mean, they were getting the football to guys that they hadn't gotten the football to before. And I'm like, I kind of will live on that all day. They had like two tight ends that hadn't caught a pass before all year. Like, you're going to try to beat the Chiefs by going against your guys and go to little used target. Like, good luck to you. And then, yeah, their ability now to play with depth as well. I mean, as much as we talk about the depth on offense, the depth on defense, and they're getting good production from a number of players along throughout the secondary. You know, if there's one spot, you know, I'd still love to see more pass pressure from the defensive line, but you're getting the rotation of defensive linemen that are all kind of in and doing their thing. It's just, they're using a whole bunch of people. And they're using them all very, very effectively. And obviously you see how well coached they are too, when they're on their P's and Q's. You know, I think if you're a player that's questioning, do my coaches know what they're talking about? You should just go and watch some tape and go, oh yeah, yeah. He might've told me that, I didn't pay attention, but yeah, he sees it before I do, because there's like a masterclass going on both sides of the football in terms of coaching.
Yeah. Kling, there's a lot of, you know, blowhard, you know, fatties out there that bitch about Travis Kelce and, you know, getting upset on the sideline. I think that he's been okay to do that because he did have a big, you know, tip pass that went for an interception early in a drive where the Chiefs were moving. But then tale as old as time, right? Andy Reid goes right back to you, and Travis Kelce again, 99 yards last night with the touchdown. What did you like to see out of that? Because is that just textbook Andy Reid to be like, hey, man, we know that it happened. You got your little, you know, you got your anger out of the way, walk down to the 10-yard line, walk back, and then boom, the rest of the night unfolds.
But it was like way less.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't like a kid throwing a tantrum.
No, it was literally like a count to 10 and then get back to it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was what you tell your kid. You don't have kids, Dusty, but this is what Bob and I would tell our kids. Just take a breath, mm-hmm. count to 10. My daughter specifically hates that. I would always say, would you just breathe? And she's like, I'm not going to breathe that. And I feel like Kelce probably did that for like 3 weeks. So like, just go take a breath, dude. And I don't want to take a breath. I'm going to throw my helmet instead. Last night it was like, he literally took a breath, kind of walked the sidelines a little bit. Everybody kind of left him alone. He kind of just let it out, sat on the bench, composed himself. And like, as soon as that drive switched, threw on his helmet, jumped back in there and win. I'm like, okay, cool. That's how you respond. And then go out and make plays after that, mm-hmm. right? It didn't get to a point where I think it had gotten to it at other points of the season. I thought he handled it great to be able to come back and do that. And my favorite play of the night too was his wide open run. Now you saw that he wasn't
washed,
gonna break Josh. Away, but
I don't know what you're watching. This guy is washed. He should have had a touchdown on that play.
I love that he all of a sudden he got it. He looked around. He realized how wide open he was, and you saw his head literally go down, and his arms start chugging faster. Yeah. Like I think I can.
Oh yeah.
And that was my favorite play of the night, because I was like, oh, he's gonna try to find a gear that he probably doesn't have anymore, but is gonna try to find it. So this is kind of fun.
Yeah.
So yeah. I mean, to think he's not going to be a threat when the present. You know, when it allows itself, I mean, go for it. A single team that guy now, because you don't think he can play anymore. Then they're going to find him. Again, this is the terrific aspect of this offense right now. Who are you going to double? Who are you going to send your attention to? Well, they're going to be willing and able to send it somewhere else if you're going to try that.
Imagine criticizing Travis Kelce after that interception, like arguably the most beloved athlete that this city has ever seen on and off the field. And then he goes out there and after that goes for 99 yards and a touchdown and makes it look like it's 2018 all over again. You know, everybody's so quick to judgment with this team. They want to fire tweets out, next posts out about how bad this team, they're no good. And then they win 28-7 and Travis Kelce has almost 100-yard day and looks like he's, you know, 30 years old again.
Yeah. I've never driven a car that has a lot of acceleration. I have a Jeep and I'm not there to like punch the gas and blow away from people. But I've been on the road before where you're kind of driving next to someone and they have a higher end sports car, mm-hmm. and you kind of look over and you're going the same speed and then they punch it and leave you in the dust.
Yeah.
I find that funny when that happens, because I know I'm not going to race you, but I find it funny when I feel like that was the Chiefs last night. Like, okay, they looked over and Washington's still there. All right, here we go. And then they were just toast.
Gone.
Right. So their ability to kick it in drive when they need to was certainly impressive, and getting three scores in three straight possessions last night and just seemingly like, we're going to toy with you for a half, and we made some mistakes, and we let you hang around, but this isn't going to last much longer. It was kind of fun.
Kind of fun to see Isaiah Pacheco get outside the tackles last night, wasn't it? Kind of see him. You talk about Travis Kelce putting his head down and running, how fun that was to see. How fun it was to see number 10 get out there and just go full downhill.
Yeah, it certainly seems like both running backs need that jolt of confidence, like, that they need to find those kind of breakaways when they can as well. Look, I don't think this is ever going to be a, you know, dart through the middle, someone's going to break a 60-yard run type rushing attack, but they need to get big time chunks, and especially early in four downs, right? So if you can get first, second down runs with some burst, that opens up just everything you're going to be able to do. So no, I think both of those running backs, Hunt and Pacheco, need to see those You know, they are pros. They're at the top of your game, but they need to see those confidence boosts too. And certainly they look like when they get that jolt of a big run, that certainly energizes. And Pacheco for sure energizes everybody else when he's doing that too, because, man, that kid expends a lot of energy, even if it's not in the play, like after the play. I mean, there was one play last night where he ran the football and he had a pretty big run, and they're going back to huddle up, and he's still like dancing. And Mahomes literally like grabs him and like turns around like, we got to get to the next play, dude. Like it's time to get to the next play. And I just thought, well, you don't want to contain his energy, because he does have like a contagious kind of spirit about him. But I think he needs to have that, you know, that positive aspect of seeing the results in order to bring that out.
No doubt. And then I want to bring this up because I've said it all morning. I sent the guys a text last night around 10:15, right around when the game's getting over. The real season begins now, Kling. Buffalo, bye week, Denver, Colts, then the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Yeah. For the next 5 weeks, it begins now.
Yeah, I mean, last night was fun, but it won't be a game you remember. You're getting now to the meat of things. You know, Buffalo, as much as I, you know, laughed last week about, you know, allowing to jerk their chain a little bit and giving them the regular season game, I don't want that. Like, go there and beat them. And I think as soon as this game was over, there's a lot of guys going, yep, Buffalo's next. Like, they knew it, that's the big game that was circled on the calendar from the jump. You know, while Denver, I'm with you, Bob. I think I heard you a little bit earlier saying they almost need a comeuppance. Their schedule's seemingly kind of weak. Teams have kind of crumbled in front of them a little bit. I don't think they're that good. I mean, I think they're a decent team. They might be a playoff team, but you know, I don't think that they're a championship caliber contender. The Colts are, you know, defying everybody.
Yep.
But you know, you get them at home, and that will be an important game for your attempt to still have seeding. And then I don't know, what is Dallas? They confuse me week to week, because I expected Dallas looked great against Washington, looked bad this past week. I don't know what to make of them, but certainly that'll be a, you know, that's a holiday. Those are always tricky. They're used to it. You're not. It's a, you know, weird travel schedule, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, the next four, it's go time.
Yeah, I know what Dallas is. They're a middling franchise that makes more news off the field than is a circus down there with PT Jones. I mean, they are what they are, you know.
But can be dangerous. I'm just saying, this year they look a little more dangerous than they have. I think there's other years where I'm like, that's a total paper tiger. This one looks decent at times, but then they look really bad at times too. They were kind of gross on Sunday, I thought. So, so we'll see. But it's, again, this past game, you're not going to remember. We're going to remember anything about the Washington game. It's like, all right, what's up? What's up next? But right. You had to get through the Washington game to be able to do that. So now you have to be careful. I don't think they were looking ahead by any means into Buffalo. But now I think you have to be a little bit careful, because they can't be looking at here's what the next four are. They have to be looking at here's what the next one is. We can do the four. They can only be at one.
No doubt about it. Kling, well, enjoy that game up in Buffalo, and we'll talk to you next week. And have fun doing the show when you get back from Buffalo.
Let's see. It's a 3:30 back real late. No, I'll just... Yeah, I'll join you for the normal time, but not the early edition.
Hey, you're in Friday for the round table, aren't you?
Yes, I will be. Yes, I will see you guys on Friday.
All right, we got a double
9 o'clock hour.
Yeah,
on Halloween too. Yeah, you should dress up as me, and I'll dress up as you. Yeah.
What would that entail?
I got a
I'll work out
that for you.
Yeah. All right, Kling. We'll talk to you next. Actually, we'll talk to you Friday.
All right. Friday sounds good. Thanks.
Right. It's a reminder for all of us. Yes. That's what that was.
Well, I was almost going to go to post production after the show and be like, wait, who's our roundtable guest this week? And Max like, dude, it's in the script, man. Just kidding. Coming up, we'll wrap this show up. I can't believe the show's already
I can't
over.
Believe it's 9:41 and it's still dark out.
I can't believe it's not butter. Yes. Coming up on the other side, everything was bread and butter last night. We'll wrap this show up and get ready for Buffalo because that's all that matters now here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear from ESPN's Nate Taylor every Thursday at 8:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
You ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the
second down and 8 for the Chiefs. Mahomes in the pocket, pump faking, twice, throws it late, caught! Left side, Rice, angling, touchdown! Kansas City, an 18-yard touchdown pass! And Rashee Rice finds the end zone again with 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks. And the Chiefs have broken it open, 27-7.
Mahomes looks over to the sideline. He's got Kareem Hunt as his running back. No score in this game. 5:55 to go, first half. Kareem Hunt plows into the line. Touchdown, Kansas City. Kareem Hunt.
First and 10, Chiefs at the Commander 47, 7-7 tie. 12:50 to go, third quarter. Now the Commanders jam the line of scrimmage. Mahomes off play action, looking right, now turning left, comes back right, now dumps it. He's got a man wide open at the 40, the Commanders at the 30, at the 20, a check down throw. It's Travis Kelce all the way down to the Commander 10-yard line on a check down throw of 37 yards to Kelce. If the Commanders can check it down, so can the Chiefs.
29-7, 50. Damn right, Mitch, 55. Keep telling him.
Mitch ain't got time for your stuff.
I got to see him last night. It was a hard, like, fist bump.
Well, he's ready. He's focused.
Very focused.
Ready to roll.
Oh, he just walks by and goes, hey, hey, hey. He's like, all right, Mitch. Thanks, man. That hurts. He also had Fresca in the press box.
He did?
No, they did.
Oh, like the they Chiefs. Had Fresca in the press box yesterday?
Better believe I had one. I didn't have Fresca in a while.
Oh, yeah. We have it every Friday, man. Where the hell is the Fresca in the press box?
Yeah, they had it. This comes from Grant Paulson. I don't know who that is, but he does Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. That's where he works. He had a quote tweet of, or he had a tweet of Arrowhead. He says, I loved Arrowhead Stadium. The only stadium experience that has topped it to me was Lambeau, and it's really close. Absolutely a must-attend venue for Commanders fans. The people could not have been nicer, just a friendly, pleasant group. So,
nice job. That's awesome. Yeah, thank that's good you. To hear.
Good. Yeah. Now, I'm sure there's other people that'll say differently.
Absolutely. There always is, right?
And you see PFT flew in.
Yeah, dude.
And then his tweet.
Did he fly back out?
Oh, I'm sure.
We'll always
have
the first half.
Is that what he said? We'll always have the first half?
That's right.
Like video of him and his Washington fans going hard. They're celebrating. All the Chiefs fans are kind of there.
What exactly were they celebrating, though, in the first half?
Because he scored a touchdown. They were tied 7-7 with the Chiefs.
On the road.
On the road?
All right, I guess.
On a Monday night football game? Dude, I'm stoked. With Marcus Mariota?
And they were also averaging like 5.5 yards a play.
I mean, then the second quarter started, and they should have realized, like, you know, this is the way it was going to be. And then the second half kicked in, and... Yeah, you're not celebrating a whole heck of a lot.
No, definitely not.
They shouldn't have been celebrating, and neither should have we at that point, because that first quarter was a comedy of not capitalizing on errors. And that's something that I will take away from this game that cannot happen going forward.
Especially
next
week.
You get an interception like Mike, which, by the way, Mike Dano, shout out this guy.
Go.
What
good
a great
game
for him the
first
other day.
First ever
right?
interception. High school, college, pro.
Cool.
First ever
Isn't that cool? Like yeah. they were talking about that. I'm like, damn. But he's a defensive lineman. You don't get that opportunity all that much. But he had a great game last night. And had a couple of big plays in that game. But, you know, what we're looking at right now is this football team is having a lot of fun. They're feeling really good about themselves. They're going to be a slow starting team on defense in the first quarter. It's just the way that it is. And then they're going to shut you down the rest of the way. We're all going to go home 28-7 happy every single night. That's becoming the pattern now for this team. And you know, you guys were there yesterday, obviously, and saw and everything that was going on. And I think it was you, Dusty, that mentioned immediately the turn to Buffalo, like Bolton talking about, we got 20 minutes to celebrate this one, and we got to turn this thing, and we got to get on to the Buffalo Bills. And that's where their mindset is right now. And I think last night, and I'm hoping last night, that was now, okay, We're done with the preseason. It's on. And we are here. We're not going anywhere. You're not happy that we're not going anywhere. And at the end of the game last night, Joe Buck said, this is the Kansas City Chiefs. And, you know, something to that extent, it was like seven words that the rest of the NFL is not wanting to hear. This is the Kansas City Chiefs. And they're back. And they're here. And if you didn't think they were back after Detroit, or you didn't think they were back after Vegas, what are you saying now?
I think a lot of those naysayers were like PFT in that first half. They're like, see, we told you guys the Lions were injured. Like, that's Vegas. That means nothing. Jacksonville came back. We know who this team is. Oh, dang it. Okay, the Chiefs fans are right. They're here. They've arrived. Mm-hmm. And they're better than they've been in the last, you name it.
Maybe since ever. This may go down. Yes. Now, they've got to do it and finish with a Super Bowl and a championship. If they win the Super Bowl this year, I think you're having that conversation mm-hmm. of, is this the best team, not only in the Mahomes-Reed era, but the best team in the history of this franchise?
I know that I'm hard.
That's where we are at this point in time. If they win the Super Bowl this year, it will go down, I believe, as the best team in the history of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Somebody says, last night was so much fun. It was my nine-year-old's first game. Unfortunately, he was on crutches, but everybody was so awesome at the stadium helping him around.
Good.
Ralph gave his tickets to a buddy last night, took his grandson for his first Chiefs game last night. Got the picture with the kid, my first Chiefs game.
It's fantastic.
I just got him too when you said that, because that's what it's about.
That's exactly
it's creating
what it's about.
Those memories. You know, that's where I am in life. We've talked about this now. Uh-huh. It's all about creating those memories and giving your kids the opportunity to have those memories. Yeah, things do cost a lot, but it's so worth it to give your kid that opportunity to see their face and to see that was their first Chiefs game. How cool is that, man? Whether it's a baseball game, hockey game, when your kid goes to that first major sporting event that they can remember, mm-hmm. it's fantastic.
Can't think about ending the show, or we will start the show tomorrow with none other than Dayton Hughes.
Well, I don't think you're wrong at all. I mean, sitting at 5-3, the way we started this season, and now this gauntlet of teams that we have to play with Buffalo and Denver and Indianapolis, even with the bye mixed in there, I feel like, yeah, this is going to be the most telling part of this season after we've rebounded from that 0-2 start. So, yeah, this is when it really gets spicy.
It's like the line from Kevin McAllister in Home Alone. Don't get scared now.
Mm-hmm.
It now begins. Kansas City, Buffalo. Have your fun today. Cody and Gold and Drew will talk about it from 10 to 2. Carrington will talk about it from 2 to 6, but tomorrow it is all Buffalo. Buffalo begins. Because you know what they're doing in Buffalo? The Chiefs started yesterday. Chiefs week started Monday for Buffalo.
Did. Hell yeah.
And now you get Buffalo here. And, you know, like you said, I asked Nick Bowl that question. I don't want to take anything away from tonight. Tonight's win was fun. You guys did another great job on defense, offense as well. But when do you start reflecting on Buffalo and getting into that motion? He goes, about 20 minutes from now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's the captain of your defense. And if he says that, then damn it, they mean it. And he might not have been wrong by saying 20 minutes from now.
And I'll tell you what, there was probably a conversation afterwards. You know, you get that locker room video and Andy does the cheer. All right, guys, enjoy this, because midnight's 20 minutes from now and we're turning the page on Tuesday, and it is go time now at Arrowhead. And they're seeing a lot of success right now. Defensively, they're seeing so much success. Offensively, they're unstoppable at this point in time. Their mindset going into this Buffalo game and their kind of moxie going into this Buffalo game is probably the best we've seen in the regular season for the Chiefs going into this Buffalo game, because this is always their Super Bowl, as we've talked about, right, guys? And now this game is just as big for the Chiefs as it is for Buffalo, and it's going to be an epic. It's going to be epic. I can't wait. I'm ready now. Let's go. Let's do this thing.
Buffalo Bills Super Bowl game, baby.
Yep.
Can't wait. 325 on a Sunday. Man, you get red zone all day, and then you get to be all loose for that game.
What's the weather supposed to be on Sunday?
I don't care, but I'm making wings. That's all I know.
Nice.
Come on over. If you guys are bored, feel free. I'll make plenty. I know that, because people just show up. I say I'm making wings. Four people randomly show up. You guys are more than welcome.
Who are you? I heard wings were being served.
Get out there.
I'm here for the... Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, wings and dip, baby. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
That's all the Halloween candy I'm going to steal from everybody here at the office on Friday. Just kidding. I'm kind.
We're stealing sushi.
Yep. Shrimp cocktail and sushi. That's what happens. Go do something nice for somebody today. You never know. It could change their day, their month, their week, their year. It's simply cool to care. Be the light in a dark day today for somebody who could need it. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe. Cody Golden Drew coming up next from 10 to 2. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's on to Buffalo. Nice win, though, last night, boys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.